Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shanskin Show, the Blog Talk Radio Show, on every Monday through Friday and on 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And I do give sometimes an intro about myself. This much I say, this is a politically incorrect show. It is not a show, it's a show of honest discernment and truth and facts. We're not politically, rhetorically connected or political in any sense. We aim to get at the facts and the truth. Second, I'm a Christian and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture and also to all the creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. I'm a writer. I've written 10 books. I'm planning four more. And I also run two radio shows, a podcast show which has over 4,000 visitors, including from Muslim countries in China, and a blog talk radio show equally with visitors from Muslim countries in China. And I'm presently, I've completed a book on the Psalms. I have placed my 41 interpretations of 41 of the parables of Jesus are found in my book on the parables. They are on the my website and social media and et cetera. And so this is the situation tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about what the modern world says is progress. And I have my doubts that it is progress, but that's what people say, and I'm going to talk about it. Let me see here. We are in the midst, it seems like we're in the midst of great progress in medicine with the advent of anesthesia, antibiotics, and advanced surgery. We've greatly extended human life and made life for many persons easier and more fulfilling. There are many cures for formerly incurable diseases that in past times ended people's lives. So many diseases have been conquered, such as tuberculosis, polio, measles, gone. And so advances in medicine have brought an extended lifespan and a more pain-free life for many people. So we are in the midst of progress in that form. And in medicine, with the advent of anesthesia, antibiotics, and advanced surgery, we have greatly extended the human lifespan and made life for most people easier and more fulfilling. There are many cures for formerly incurable diseases that in former days ended people's lives. That would be the conquering such diseases as stroke, polio, tuberculosis, and measles. There's also been great progress in technology. With the advent of computers and technology, life has been speeded up, and everything and anything has been more reachable and accessible. So it's been speeding up. Technology has speeded up our society, and technology has also eliminated distances to a large degree, and connections between persons, if nations, is more rapid, speedier, and easier. So you can reach a lot of people very easily with technology. And so United States technology has speeded up our society, and distance has been eliminated, and connection with persons and nations is more speedier and easier. And the result has been globalization and the virtual elimination of national, religious, and racial distinctions. I think that's true. Let's call it globalization. It's resulted in good things like eliminating national, religious, and race distinctions. And so machinery and technology have made life easier, faster, and eliminated distance. We can reach anybody we want over thousands of miles with rapid communication. We're in striking distance of just about anybody in the world. So distances, technology has eliminated distance, and it has speeded up and made reaching many, many people much easier. So, in these areas, progress has occurred. It can be confidently said that life is better for a lot of humanity who have these advances. This is technology and medicine have advanced our system. But in many areas, we have not advanced. We are still poverty-stricken moral cripples, spiritual and poverty-stricken moral cripples. We have not advanced morally in the least. The 20th century has witnessed massive human slaughter in two world wars, which millions of people have been killed, as well as a number of genocides, including the Armenian genocide committed by the Turks, the Jewish genocide, the genocide of Pol Pot, Rwanda genocide, the genocide of former Yugoslavia, and more recently the genocide in Darfur, and the massive slaughter that followed the Russian Revolution should not be left unmentioned. So the issue is, has there been advances in technology and in medicine? Yes, but morally and spiritually, we are still poverty-stricken moral cripples, which I just have noted for you, ladies and gentlemen, the massive slaughter and loss of lives in the 20th century. So really, the bottom line is, we haven't advanced at all, morally, or in any way in that respect. We still kill, maim, and torture our fellow human beings all the time, everywhere, in every country. People are killed, maimed, and tortured. We attack our spouses verbally and sometimes physically. So the issue is that in the moral and spiritual area, there hasn't been much progress at all. Fathers decline to support their children, and mothers at other times choose not to bother with their children and have an abortion. And the number of abortions is massive, and the deaths of human beings, massive. Again, the issue is, have we made moral and spiritual progress? And it appears we have not. Our society is not a spiritually or religious society. We have made materialism and narcissism our benchmark. And the advances in technology and medicine have not been matched by our puny, if non-existent, moral and ethical progress, which has just about been completely hidden and not real. Our society is governed by materialism and narcissism, and these are hardly moral or spiritual benchmarks or progress. The fact of the matter is that our souls are dry rot. We are served with a diet of meaningless poverty-stricken concepts and ideas generated by television and the internet. We invent more and more sophisticated weapons of mass destruction to kill more and more people. Technology and machinery have been employed to effectively kill more people more efficiently. So this is the issue. Yes, we have a society of materialism and narcissism and self-love, but they have not been matched by any personal, moral, and ethical progress. If it were not for laws, our uncontrolled human behavior would be impossible, and life would be impossible without laws controlling people's evil and wickedness. We are served with a diet of meaningless, poverty-stricken concepts and ideas generated by television and the internet. We invent more and more sophisticated weapons of mass destruction to kill more and more people. And technology, what is it being used for? To effectively kill and maim and destroy people. So there has been a little bit of progress. There's not been much moral or ethical or spiritual progress. I don't think so. What I just said, looking at the genocides in the past 100 years and what goes on in the world on a regular basis. But in some sense, there's been a little bit of moral progress. We don't put people in stocks, eating stocks. We don't employ a whipping post. We don't boil them in oil. We don't drown them or burn them at the stake, as occurred well into the 19th century. We still employ the death penalty rather than incarcerate someone, which costs too much. We don't draw and quarter people as what people used to do in the past. We don't hang people and let them hang and suffer in that situation as much as we used to. So there's been a little bit of moral and ethical progress, but really very little. We don't employ the whipping post. We don't boil people in oil. We don't drown them. We don't torture them and put them in stock or burn them at the stake, as people did well into the 19th century. And we still employ the death penalty. So there really has not been very much moral or ethical progress in the world with all these genocides and killings that I have just defined. But in other areas, there has been also little progress in the moral and ethical area. Progress has been quite minimal, and there has been little progress in literature. And, for example, poetry, once a popular art form, is now the province of specialized academics. We have no Dantes, Miltons, Virgils, Keats, Shelleys, or Victor Hugos. We produce massive glass buildings, notable for their size alone, but cannot produce a Gothic cathedral of beauty dedicated to the glory of God. In short, we produce cars, pedestrian malls, and buildings of massive ugliness and monstrosity. Again, there has been little progress in literature, and poetry, once a popular art form, is now almost unknown. We have no Dantes, no Miltons, no Virgils, no Keats, no Shelleys, no Victor Hughes. We have huge glass buildings, notable for their size, but we cannot produce a beautiful Gothic cathedral dedicated to the glory of God. In short, what have we produced? What use is anything we produce? Cars, pedestrian mural, and buildings of massive ugliness and monstrosity. So, you'd have to say, where's the progress? Where's the moral and ethical progress? Where's the progress in literature? Where's the progress in moral and ethical progress? Where is the progress in buildings, in building things of beauty? We don't build things of beauty. We produce absolutely ugly buildings and cars and pedestrians. So what we gain in one sense in progress, we lose in others. And I think we have to conclude we are still moral and ethical barbarians, employing technology to kill and maim and employing medicine to treat the maimed and crippled. So we are still, unfortunately, we have made little progress in terms of moral and ethical progress. We are still, with all the technology available, it is being used to kill and maim and destroy. We are still moral and ethical barbarians and employ technology to kill and maim, employing medicine, which has advanced, to treat the maimed and crippled. We may eliminate distance. Yes, that's technology. We may do things faster. And with medicine, we may live longer. But we still are on a continued and intense basis of inflicting pain and suffering on our fellow human beings. Having done so, we are largely indifferent to the pain and suffering we have inflicted. So whatever progress has occurred and has happened, whether there has been any progress, remains a big question. There certainly hasn't, with the 6 or 7 genocides in the past 100 years, there has been extremely minimal progress, despite advances in medicine and technology. And there has been little progress in literature, zero, and in building structures of beauty, zero progress. So we've gained a bit of progress in medicine and technology. We lost it in others. We're still, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, moral and ethical barbarians, employing technology, which we are using, which eliminates distance and makes life easier and faster. We use it to kill and maim. That is what technology is being used for. We may eliminate distance, and we may have medicine, but we do things faster and live longer, but we still are on a continued and intense basis of inflicting pain on our fellow human beings. And we are wonderful, advanced progression and progress are still inflicting pain and suffering on our fellow human beings and remain largely indifferent to that pain. Well, the question is, has progress occurred and happened at all? It doesn't look that way. There's technology, which is kind of progress. There's medicine, but we have killings and maimings and destruction and wickedness and evil and the genocides I just described, which is what human beings are capable of, and which they do every day in different ways to their fellow human beings, whether a wife, whether a son, whether a worker who has been fired. So you may have had some progress, but whether there has been any real progress, moral or ethical progress, or literary or intellectual progress, or philosophical progress, that is a big question, a huge question. I put it to you, just what progress has happened here? I don't think a great deal has occurred of any substantive character. It's faster, distances are eliminated, people live longer, but it is a society of sin and wickedness on a massive scale. There isn't much progress in this respect. I think it's fairly obvious, ladies and gentlemen. Depends how you regard progress was quite clear. In terms of morality and ethics and goodness, there has been minimal progress, if none at all. Hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I hope you listen to it again. You can find this chapter in my book, What is Progress? On my book, Essays in the Christian Worldview and Others. And you'll find it in my book, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's on page 113. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you've enjoyed this talk. And I hope it sheds some light and truth on what's really going on, so we can understand the realities rather than the vision of television and screens and People magazine, which is quite weak and a lie. It's the lie of commerce, and I choose not to believe in the lies of the commercial system or the political system. Thanks very much. Night.